I assume that the U.S. Senate races, which are going to be on their agendas on Friday, that those are pretty much pro forma. Is that fair to say? For
yeah,
each party?
I mean, the Senate nominees are pretty obvious right now. There's no serious opposition to Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar or to the Republican candidates, including Karen Housley.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, I guess they're going to have probably Jim Neuberger up to as a sacrificial lamb against Klobuchar, right?
Right, so, right, exactly.
So that one. Now the outcome of the election, we won't get into it this time because that is certainly much more up in the air. But let's move over to the gubernatorial endorsements. By the Republicans and by the Democrats. Let's talk, first of all, about the Republican convention in Duluth, because Tim Pawlenty, latecomer, but came in with a lot of money, has said he's not seeking the endorsement. I don't know whether he'd even show up at the convention. Mm-hmm. So then you're looking at what is that convention's work product in terms of the gubernatorial endorsement moot ultimately, or where do you see it?
Well, it's pretty unlikely that we'll have a conclusive gubernatorial endorsement that results in the endorsee being on the ballot in November. Tim Pawlenty would have to be considered a considerable favorite to win a Republican primary in order to be the November ballot choice for the GOP. So it's not at all clear that the state convention is going to make any big difference for the gubernatorial race.
Would you say that Jeff Johnson probably comes out of the state convention with a party endorsement, or is that even a question?
Jeff Johnson will probably be the endorsee, but he's not going to be the favorite in the primary.
Yeah, that's a different thing. One other question, though, which comes to mind, is level of party support for the endorsed candidate. Because that has been an issue before, and it has been an issue of friction in some cases between state parties and the particular candidate in situations like this. Do you see the GOP going full bore in terms of support for their endorsed candidate, if that is indeed Jeff Johnson, or does it do they hang back, perhaps realizing that the writing's on the wall with Tim Pawlenty, and save their resources for November rather than dissipate some cash before August?
Well, I expect the Republican Party to support the endorsed candidates, but I also think their resources will be dwarfed by the Pawlenty campaign and will not ultimately make a difference.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the Democrats. And there you have an interesting horse race down in Rochester. Looks like Tim Walz is the front runner, but I'm not sure who's in the number two position, whether it's Rebecca Otto or whether it's Aaron Murphy. What do you think?
I don't know who's going to be endorsed at the Democratic convention. It's not clear to me who can muster 60% of the delegates in order to get an endorsement. All three of the candidates seem well short of that, and all three of them seem to be very determined to stay in the race. So it could be that there'll be no endorsement, and they'll have multiple candidates in the primary election.
Well, so then they'd be in the same position as Republicans, and who comes out of that in a better position?
You know, it's not clear who comes out in a better position, because Rebecca Otto has run statewide as a Democrat successfully, but Tim Walz has not. He's run in the first district before, and of course, Aaron Murphy's never run outside of St. Paul. So it's very hard to assess who would be the favorite in a primary contest.
I'm just kind of wondering if. Maybe is Pawlenty in a stronger position because he's coming into this with significant cash, and everybody else is kind of fighting it out in the primary, and he is too. But he's coming at this from a different angle. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Pawlenty, I think, has a lot of advantages going into the fall. He has name identification that dwarfs that of the other candidates. He will have more funding, I think, than many of the candidates. And if he is viewed positively by the electorate, and we don't really have evidence on that yet, he could be a really tough candidate in both the primary and the general election.
Let's do some potential matchups, and let's go on the assumption that Pawlenty is the GOP candidate, okay, which is probably, I think most folks will think that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
But a Democratic opponent, Tim Walz versus Aaron Murphy versus Rebecca Otto, who's their strongest candidate in that kind of a matchup?
Well, I think many many analysts think that Walz will be a strong statewide candidate because he has been able to get votes outside of the Twin Cities metro area. Rebecca Otto is in the greater metro area, and Aaron Murphy's in the heart of the metro area. And the big problem now is getting outstate votes if you are a Democratic nominee. Geographically, then, that would seem to favor Walz.
And Walz is probably the most, well, not probably, he is the most conservative of the three, right?
Right, but I think that all three have been trying to sort of show their liberal records to the activists in the Democratic Party. And it's not clear to me that there will be, by November, a big ideological difference between the Democrats. And there will be, I think, a significant ideological difference between any Democratic nominee and Tim Pawlenty.
Yeah, okay. Do you think there would be less of an... the critical areas, obviously, would be the suburbs. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of always the way it is. But is Walz in a better position there than either Murphy or Otto, do you think?
The suburbs remain the big question mark in state politics, and it's not clear which Democrat's going to do well in the suburbs. But Democrats need to do quite well in the suburbs in order to win statewide.
Yeah, okay. So you don't really have enough information yet whether Walz would pull better there than Murphy or Otto, it sounds
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.